Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Allo Communications Studios. I'm Brady Hull. We've got Jades of Spades on the other side of the bulletproof glass. You got your UNC gear. Dude, you're looking the part lately. Jades, of course, is going to be you're officially a Bear. You're going to be going to UNC next year, next fall, I guess, like, maybe not next, like 2 months, and you're ready to rock and roll. Just heard the new UNC baseball coach on, Mike Anderson, with Clark and the coach. Fantastic. They beat me to the punch. I'm going to try to get him on at some point, but fantastic interview. And, there, you know, baseball, again, let's just be real here. UNC baseball hasn't really lit it up around the area. And baseball, college baseball, it is what it is. And you've got to have a good connection, a mix of local and community outreach, and be a decent baseball team, too. So we'll see. I'm excited. I'm a hopeful. Anytime you get a new coach coming in the mix, especially someone with his pedigree and his connection to UNC, that'll be good. So well done by Clark and the coach. Airs every Monday through Friday right before us here. Man, it's great. I feel like I get to be the closer. Like, Clark and the coach or no, wait. Would it be Tanner and Brian or Chad Cool? Is that right? Am I Daniel Bard at this stage? What does Clark? Where does that put Clark in the coach? I mean,
Estevez.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Although maybe we shouldn't compare ourselves to Rockies pitchers. Maybe we should give ourselves a little more credit than that, Jades.
Although, yeah, you're kind of bringing yourself down here.
Although Chad Cool was sensational last night. What did I tell you? Didn't I say this on the show yesterday? That the Rockies are going to do just enough to get you to go like this. Huh. Maybe. That's usually what they do. The June swoon, make no mistake about it, regardless of how the series ends with the Dodgers, it's still, the June swoon did take hold, correct? They struggled in June mightily, and now we're going to see, can they crawl back? I don't know. I'm listening to Good Morning NoCo with Tanner Bryan. Of course, Tanner. The Rockies could lose 20 in a row and then win one. And then Tanner's right back on his little magic school bus or whatever that thing is that they talk about. His little bandwagon parade that he's on. But they did beat the Dodgers. Do they have the Dodgers number? How many times have the Rockies faced the Dodgers? This season. Is this the fourth time? Am I wrong on that? No, this is the fourth time. The Rockies have the Dodgers number, dude. They beat them. The Rockies are up in the season series 4-1. Is that correct? What is happening there? They started the season with the Dodgers series. They lost first game, won the series. Am I wrong on that? Why does it feel like they've played them more? But they haven't. This is it. This is the second series. They're going to play them again in like 5 seconds after this one. Freeland and Kershaw going at it tonight. I'm actually, okay, no more hockey. We're turning the page. We're still talking Stanley Cup. We're still very happy about that. In fact, that's our poll question related to the Avs, so we're going to get there. But are you at least a little bit excited about this game tonight? Kyle Freeland going up against Clayton Kershaw? I'm not buying it. I'm not buying that this team does anything more than what I said they would do. I said they'd be improved. They'd win like 70 games. And they're probably on pace to do that, sitting at 32-42. Now they get into the NL West schedule like crazy. They finish up the month of June against the Dodgers. Then you've got Arizona to start July. Dodgers again, Arizona again, San Diego again. So a lot of division play going on for the Rocks. We'll see. Whatever. It's almost July. Get me through 2 weeks of being under 10 games. 10 games under 500. At least 10 games. That at least gives me hope that, okay, maybe they could catch fire, win a series or two or three, and then they're suddenly four games under, and then you're talking wild card. But by the time we get to July, what is it, 27th? I don't care anymore. Unless you give me a reason to care. Just make it entertaining for me right now. Win a series or two. You win the Dodgers series. Okay, I'm going into the month going, all right, that's cool. Oh, there you go. We started today's show talking about the Rockies. We went all Avs yesterday. Jeds, when you met me, would you have ever guessed that I would have done a full two-hour show of essentially all Colorado Avalanche?
Not in a million years.
No, no. Am I becoming the hockey guy? I don't know. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day is up. It's at thewholeshow.com. And everybody, you know, you guys got to look at the big picture here. Get deeper into it. Should the Avalanche bring back Darcy Kuemper? And I know it sounds like an easy poll question. Well, they won the Stanley Cup, Brady. What are you talking about? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Yeah, but when you look at the rest of their contracts, and we got that up here, of what they're going to have to do in this offseason to try to just to run this thing back. You look at some of the big pieces. Listen, the Avs, as great as their stars shined in the playoffs, there was a lot of key players that you didn't hear from all the time throughout the season. Darren Helm, I mean, he had some heroic moments. He's an unrestricted free agent. You've got Andrew Cogliano's an unrestricted free agent. Burakovsky's an unrestricted free agent. And obviously, Nazem Kadri's an unrestricted free agent. Nichushkin is an unrestricted free agent. Nico Sturm is an unrestricted free agent. You get into Eric Johnson. No, Eric Johnson's the next year. My bad. That's my bad. You got him next year, and then things get interesting to see where he is. Maybe he calls it quits. Josh Manson had his heroics, certainly, and then Darcy Kuemper. You got him for, what was the contract for him? He signed the 2-year deal that was a $9 million contract with Arizona. And then the Avalanche obviously picked up the second half of that contract. So where do you think his contract's going to lie? He's a Stanley Cup winning goalie. Are you going to be able to get him for 2 years, $9 million again? Or are you saying it's probably going to be, he'll probably sign like a 2-year, $13 million deal? 14, I don't know. Again, I'm busting into this. I'm getting new to more and more hockey stuff here as far as contracts go. Darcy Kuemper was listed in the top 25 free agents going into the offseason. Darcy Kemper's in the top 20. So he's going to go somewhere and be a starting goalie. Would you like it to be with the Avs, knowing that maybe that changes how you operate with Nazem Kadri? You might get to a point where it's between those two guys. He's going to want a lot more money, no doubt. Because he earned it. He was one of the, I mean, like I said, Cale Makar was heroic. Kadri there for a while, faded with the injury, but he was kind of showing glimpses of perhaps he would be the Conn Smythe trophy winner. But instead, rightfully so, goes to Cale Makar. Would you like to see the Colorado Avalanche bring back Darcy Kuemper next season? Frankie's the backup. They have another guy in the works that maybe is a project guy that could be down the road. So I don't know that you go that route. Route? Do you say route or do you say route? What do you say, Jades? Question of the day.
I'm a route guy.
I'm more of a route guy, too. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Keep in mind, I've got American bullfighting tickets to give away to the Greeley Stampede for this Saturday, July 2nd, courtesy of our friends at Buildings by Design, hooking us up with our ticket giveaways all Greeley Stampede long. If you can't get out there, or if you do, I always say this, if you can get out there, tune in. Listen to Tanner and Brian, call the rodeo. It's a lot of fun. Starts at 7 o'clock every night, tonight, tomorrow night, and then obviously Thursday night for the finals. They have been absolutely wonderful. So it's been really fun to hear them put this thing together, basically since, what, Saturday? All right, go answer the poll question. Let's see where we are at thewholeshow.com. Should the Avalanche bring back Darcy Kuemper next season? 60% saying yes at this point. So it's tight. Because, I give you Hooligans a hard time. But we have a very sports-educated fan base. You wouldn't know it from all of the Den references and the Eaton Moms references and all of that stuff, but really a smart, talented group of listeners that we have here on KFKA and the whole show. And so you guys are looking at this going, it's not as simple as just saying he's a Stanley Cup winning goalie. You have to look at the future, and you have to look at your future contracts, not just next season. Because at some point, Cale Makar is going to make a few more bones, don't you think? I mean, you have Cale Makar locked up for a while, though. You have him locked up through 26. But when you start looking around, you see, okay, Nathan MacKinnon, he's going to be an unrestricted free agent after next season. You think they're going to get away with paying him his average salary or what he made in 2022 or what he's going to make in 2022? It's like 6.3. That's going to go up. J.D. Comfer's up there, or J.T., excuse me. So, you have to look at the next 2 to 3 year picture. Can you get by on a 1 year contract with Darcy Kuemper? Can you sign him to a 2 year deal and see what happens? You know, front load that bad boy, pay him more next year and pay him less the following year, and then you have some room. Kadri, I just don't know. I mean, in a perfect world, you can keep everybody, but the salary cap, what is it, like 80? Is it like $85 million or something like that? The projected cap hit for the Avs is $56.8 at this stage. Well, it starts adding up pretty quickly, though, if you add three more players. Because they got to re-sign some of these guys that are maybe not the biggest, you know, cogs in the wheel. But guys that were big pieces. How many guys did we say on a random night in these playoffs that wasn't Nathan MacKinnon? That wasn't Cale Makar? Not to say they had bad games or anything, but there were a lot of heroes in this stretch. So Joe Sakic's going to have his work cut out for him. I still think they're a favorite. You know, we talked about this yesterday. With the guys on this roster currently, you still have Cale Makar and Nathan MacKinnon and Gabriel Landeskog. You have those guys, those leaders of your team, / MacKinnon and Makar, who are two of the best players in hockey. And if you can play defense like you played for the most part in that Tampa Bay series, then, you know, the goalie's important. It's the most important position in sports, in my opinion. Maybe not the most important, most difficult. But you might be able to. Because let's face it, Darcy Kuemper was really good in the regular season. You know, he was above, well above average. In 48 games, I was just looking at his record. There was a story that I pulled up late April where he was when they just hit the 48-game mark. He was like at a 32-9-3 record, 92% save percentage, 2.3 goals against average. His save percentage at that point ranked fourth in the league. Now, when you got to the playoffs, it was a little bit different of a story. He kind of came back down to earth. He was more of an average, slightly above average. He had games that were slightly above average. But the whole thing, get to the playoffs, and you want it like this. Is it feasible to say that the Avs can do it again with Darcy Kuemper that maybe is not the best goalie in the league, but he's an average goalie that can play like a stud, give or take, you know, a few nights? He could do it. And then I might do this poll question. If you had to pick between the two tomorrow, maybe we'll do this one tomorrow, Jades. If you had to pick between the two, who you bring it back, Kadri or Kuemper? That's tough. And again, when you look at the free agency situation for goalies, it's not like there's a lot of guys that are just jumping out. You know, I think Jack Campbell for Toronto, he's going to be a free agent. I'm just looking around at goalie free agents that would make sense for the Avs. But is he that much better than Darcy Kuemper? Maybe not. 20 minutes after the hour. Jades, we're going to get to it. No more good, good, good. We get back to being a very cynical radio show here. We have the good, the bad, the ugly. The good is, well, one good story, but we always have two bad stories because, again, you know, sports, a lot of the times, you have to be cynical. You have to make progress. Let's get to it. The good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. How about last night? 4-0. The Rocks were sensational. And Chad Kuhl did it all. He was awesome. 9 innings pitched. He allowed 3 hits, 5 strikeouts, and here they are.
We go to the outside corner, and there's a slider and a strikeout. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And Kuhl got him. Backdoor slider. Swung on and missed. And he chases in the dirt. He got it. One out.
I mean, where did that come from? What an outing by Mr. Kuhl. That was a lot of fun to see that, especially after they struggle, they get swept by Miami, and then they lose the series to Minnesota, which I kind of saw that stuff coming. We'll find a way to get this one done. Who'd win one more, and you get the series against the Dodgers to round out a pretty rough June for the most part, and give you hope for July. All right, the bad story for me, this Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield, Deshaun Watson thing is a mess. Why in the hell would you take a chance on Deshaun? We've talked about that, knowing about the impending allegations going on. Yeah, he's settled with, 20 of them? There's still 4 of them out there. It's still bad. One would be bad. 25 or 6 or whatever the hell the number is just, like, unbelievable. But I don't see, some are like, well, they just got to figure it out with Baker Mayfield then. Now, Baker Mayfield didn't rule out the possibility of a reconciliation with the Browns on his press conference yesterday. But he said, don't count on it. He said, I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out. But we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides. You shouldn't be if you're Cleveland. I'd be groveling. I'd be on my hands and knees begging Baker Mayfield to come back. All right, the ugly, this Kyrie Irving thing. They don't want him, but he's opting into his $36.5 million option with the Brooklyn Nets. They're trying to trade him, but they couldn't find a trade partner. I don't know how this is going to go down, but he's opting in. Irving told The Athletic, normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall. There's a lot of teams. He was wanting the Nets to consider working with a sign and trade deal if they couldn't agree on terms for him to stay in Brooklyn. But the Lakers were the only team to be known to be interested. The Lakers, Kyrie and LeBron again. We've already seen that movie, and yeah, it ended with a title. But I don't think Kyrie likes LeBron. How would that work out? And then you have the Lakers on the other side. They're stuck with Russell Westbrook. I don't know why, but I feel bad for the guy. Russell Westbrook plans to pick up his $47.1 million option to remain with the Lakers. Russell Westbrook, who airballed a lot of threes this year. A lot. Not just a few, a lot. He was not good. And the Lakers are stuck with him.
At one point, his dunk percentage was like 53%.
How is your dunk percentage 53%? How? Is that because he's just going up? Oh, boy. This makes you thankful. And I hope Calvin Booth continues to take notes on what not to do. Because we've seen some bad contracts. Some bad situations. I mean, who would have thought the Nets? Everybody thought the Nets were going to be the title contenders. Durant was hurt. Harden moved on. Kyrie Irving couldn't play half the games because of the COVID stuff. And then now this. Boy. Makes me happy. I'm happy with the trajectory the Nuggets are on right now. Does it involve a championship down the road? I just don't know. So much of it is out of everyone's control. It depends on Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. I want to talk about the Nuggets coming up next. We heard from their draft picks last week. Christian Brown, Peyton Watson, Ishmael Kamagata? Did I get that right? Hey, we won't see him a lot next year. I won't have to figure that out until 2 years down the road. Right? So George Karl told me at lunch one time. I went to the GOAT with George Karl, former Nuggets legend coach, sixth winningest coach of all time. And he said, hey, I don't bother learning players' names until like they prove that they're going to be a decent piece to our puzzle. 25 minutes after the hour, I've got a pair of tickets to give away for American Bullfighting presented by Buildings by Design for this Saturday. American Bullfighting, dude, this is a great ticket. This is fun. This is a blast. I'm going to go caller number 4 right now on the First Advantage Hotline. Caller number 4, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. Caller 4, I've got a pair of tickets for you to go see American Bullfighting coming up this Saturday, 970-353-1310 at the Greeley Stampede. Get them while they're hot. We're already getting down to it, man. The Stampede's been going for almost a week. Make sure you get your tickets. Caller 4, 970-353-1310. 26 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. When we come back, this has been deemed the most important offseason for the Denver Nuggets. What have they done thus far? Has it been enough to make you think, all right, they're living up to this pretty hefty mantra of theirs, of the most important offseason? It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Got our On the Rocks game beer of the week. This one's from Horse and Dragon Brewing in Fort Collins. Picnic Rock Pale Ale. Pick up selections from Horse and Dragon at On the Rocks or any of your favorite adult beverages. Use the drive-thru. They're open until 10 p.m. every night, 9 a.m. to 10 o'clock every single day. They've got the drive-thru as well. And the free tastings that they do every single Friday, second to none. This week's from 4 to 7 at On the Rocks. The great folks from High Country Beverages will be on hand for tastings. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration On the Rocks. Did Dixon win? The arch nemesis of the show? The arch nemesis comes in here and wins the American Bullfight. He's been won these things, though, in fairness. But, Get ready. Get ready, because Dixon, we're getting ready to get into football mode. The trash talk's going to heat up because the Broncos are actually coming to this fight full bear, man. I mean, they're going to have a quarterback now. So I'm ready. I'm ready for the AFC West battle. I'm ready. I think the Broncos are winning the division. I do. But congratulations, Dixon. I'm glad we could send you to American Bullfighting because I'm telling you, I think the Broncos are going to change the narrative that's been going on around Denver and this Kansas City Chiefs rivalry for quite some time. Russell Wilson and company going to change. I don't know if they win them both, but I think they split it. And I think they're going to do enough early in the season to set themselves up to win this division. We'll talk about that later. I got Zach Stevens coming up from DNVR Broncos. He's our Broncos insider. I was listening to the draft picks for the Nuggets talk yesterday, and again, I'm coming to terms with the fact that it's not David Roddy. I did get a text back from Mr. Roddy today. He has been on the go. He's like, dude, I can't jump on this week. They have me running around left and right. And you're seeing it on social media. I kind of want to buy a Memphis Grizzlies jersey with Roddy. Should I do that? I haven't bought a jersey in a long time, Jades. Should I buy a David Roddy Memphis Grizzlies jersey? I think I should. I mean, I'm not going to wear it. It's a basketball jersey. I don't wear jerseys, and I don't fault people that do. There's a lot of people that are, oh, you're wearing with a grown man's name on the, what the hell ever, man. We spend thousands of dollars to go watch grown men play. We might as well wear their damn jerseys, but I'm not into it. I used to be. I'm more of like, get a jersey from No Limit Collectibles, get it signed, frame it, and it's part of your man cave. It's part of your decor. So
I got to get the jersey. How the hell am I going to get David to sign it? That's the question, because now he's in Memphis. I'll figure it out. That's the thing. Got to figure that out. Jades, get on it. Write that down. I need a David Roddy jersey, and I need you to get it signed by David. I don't care how you do it. I need it done. I need it done by the season, by the start of the season, because I got to have that in the man cave. Got to have it ready to go. All right, so here's Christian Brown talking about, they were talking to the draft picks yesterday just about what it means to be with the Nuggets. Here's Christian Brown, their first round pick at number 21, talking about how winning a title with Kansas, how that might translate to the next level for the Nuggets. Here's Christian.
It was great. Being from Kansas, I took, you know, a lot of pride in having that jersey on. And that was my goal all along in my 3 years, was just to win one championship. So it was a great feeling, you know, to accomplish that. And like I said, just being from Kansas, it meant a lot more to me than it probably did to other people. But like you said, I mean, that just makes me want to win at the next level even more. I know that this team's in a really great position. I have a lot of great players. So I know that's all of our goals, is to come out and win an NBA championship now. So that's what, you know, from today forward, we're going to be working towards, and we're all excited, you know, to work towards that goal.
Brown's got to change up that lingo. He almost said win a national title. We're not there anymore. It's the big leagues. They got to win one here with the Nuggets. I don't know, dude. I mean, you hear the press conferences, you hear them talk, and you always go, you know what? I'm kind of liking the sound of this guy. I like his fight, man. I mean, he's got a little bit of an edge to him out there, and he was fun to watch. I mean, Kansas ensured that I didn't win our March Madness, or lose, excuse me, to our staff. So can't thank you to him, and I mean, I'm excited about that prospect of it. He was also asked, like, what it meant to be on this team, you know, and with the Joker and everything, like, are they a ready-to-win-now kind of group? And certainly he has high expectations.
Yeah, I would just say, like I said earlier, just, you know, they're in a spot where they're ready to win now. We've got a two-time MVP. We've got a lot of really good pieces around, you know, in Denver. So I'm excited, you know, that we're in a spot where we can compete for a championship right away.
How big of a role is he going to play next year? I mean, it seems like he might. Like, Bones Highland, we did not expect to play a big role. He ends up playing a big role, and so much to the point where I'm excited about the future with him. I think he's kind of a part of this foundation that they've been laying now. Could Christian Brown be that guy? He does play with a certain amount of toughness. He was asked kind of where he gets it. Here's Christian on that.
You've talked about your toughness, and they have talked in spades about your toughness. Where does that come from? And just kind of walk us through the evolution of your mentality on the court.
Yeah, I'm just a super competitive person, no matter what it is. But on the basketball court, you know, I like to bring a certain personality, a certain passion, you know, to the teams I play on. And you kind of talked about, you know, who I get it from. It's probably from my mother. She's the toughest person in my family. So I would say that that's probably who I get it from, but I'm just a super competitive person. And I think that toughness, that personality is the way I like to show that.
And he said he's got it from his mom. She kind of stole the show on draft night there, Jades. Don't be coy over there. What color was the dress? What color was the dress, Jades?
It was blue, right?
No, it was red. Everybody knows what color Christian Brown's mom's dress was on draft night. Listen, you're all thinking it. Dude, we have a listener base here that brings the over-under for Den mentions. The Den mentions on this show is like 3. So you know damn good and well the Hooligans know what color Christian Brown's dress. Christian Brown's mom's dress was. Did you see the dude like right next to her? He's like keeping his eyes straight up in the air. He's like, I'm not looking because I know the cameras are on me. I'm not looking. Stay away. I'm sorry. Here's Peyton Watson, who the Nuggets took with number 30. That was OKC's pick. Talking about, you know, one of the reasons he's most excited to be with the Nuggets organization.
I would just say, first and foremost, for me, the player development, I mean, you guys see what they've done in the past years with just the MVP of our league for the past 2 seasons. And that's something that every player dreams about, is being an MVP, improving their game, and, you know, being credited for that. So I'm a hard worker. I'm going to be working hard from day one, and I'm excited to get in here with the player developers and really take my game to the next level.
I don't know. I asked Chris about him a little more. I said, okay, Christian Brown, I think we think is going to be a significant member of the Nuggets as soon as next season. He'll get some meaningful time as rookie season. Peyton Watson seems like more of maybe a project, but he does have an edge. He does have a defensive intensity that the Nuggets maybe were missing out on. I'm really curious to see, like, this group here, these three guys, and Ishmael's in that mix too. This is the start of Calvin Booth's drafting, I don't know, legacy, whatever, to see how these guys work out. But it does seem like he got guys with a little bit of an edge, a defensive mentality. Last one, here's Peyton Watson, again, pick number 30, talking about, you know, his plan when he decided to leave UCLA so early.
I mean, I've always been confident in my game. I know nothing's ever given, and I've fought my fair share of adversity to get here. And it's more so that than anything that made me feel like I was ready to be a professional is the things that I've had to battle on the court and off the court and just having to earn everything I got. And in this league, you see, like, the people who work the hardest and stay the course, stay consistent, they get rewarded for that. And that's always been my motto, and I'm going to continue to carry that with me.
All right, so there you go. Your thoughts. I mean, they went on to talk for like 20 minutes, and it was cool. They did, you know, they had all three of them up there, tried to split the time of questions and everything. But yeah, Christian Brown's the one you're really wanting to see. He's on the depth chart. He looks like he's going to be more into that second unit side of things as a backup, probably a direct backup to Will Barton. So I want to talk about the Nuggets coming up next. Also, David Roddy, how does he fit with the Grizzlies? Could you see Roddy playing meaningful minutes game one for the Grizz? We'll talk about that and more. But first, Jades, we got to jump out of here and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Christmas song? Is this a Christmas tune? No, it's not. No, that's a good one. All right. It sounds like the run. What is it? The reindeer.
Run Rudolph.
That's what it sounds like. Did that guy rip this off?
He sampled it.
He sampled it. Oh my goodness. Oh, well, thanks for that, Damon. 46 minutes. We got Damon back there. Engineering things and work. I got multiple producers today. I got Jades, I got Damon, I got Susan and Cheryl doing a great job. Susan and Cheryl, we haven't heard from the girls in a while. What have they been up to, man? They come in, they like to get behind the show. Thank you, guys, girls. Wow, sounds like there's a lot. Oh, and now Michael Kirkpatrick walks in. Great. No, okay, and he's distracting. Very unprofessional around here. It's very unprofessional. I don't like to open up the curtain much, but did he just try to clip your ear?
I don't know, but Damon just had some groundbreaking news.
Okay.
That song that we just played and Run Run Rudolph were both sang by the same guy.
Are you serious? So he didn't rip it off. He can't get sued. It's the same thing. Oh, you're getting on the air? Chuck Berry, yeah. I should know that. I know of Chuck Berry. He's a legend, right? Perhaps maybe one of the Mount Rushmores in music when you put him up there in Mount Rushmore. I know, Jade, you're wanting to put like NSYNC or Justin Timberbones or whatever his name.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. Who would be on your Mount Rushmore of music, Jades? Go on.
We don't need to get into this.
Oh, it's gonna be. It's like what? Like I can't even name a pop singer right now.
D-O-double-G, Snoop Dogg.
He's on your Mount Rushmore?
Probably not. Eminem, maybe.
Are you really? Because you like rap. Well, see, listen, I'm a rock guy, but I'm willing to admit that none of my guys would be on Mount Rushmore. Chris Cornell, God rest his soul, the greatest lyricist to ever live, would probably not be on the Mount Rushmore of music. It's going to be Elvis. It's going to be Chuck Berry. It's Michael Jackson. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if you want to. I don't go there. We're not going there. It's not a political show or anything like that. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. So now we blew this break talking about music and such. I want to know your Mount Rushmore because you're 12, Jades. What does a 12-year-old's Mount Rushmore look like? Come on. Lay it on me. Give me four.
Give me the break to think about it.
Okay. All right. We'll give you the break. The Good Morning NoCo crew did this one. They did their own Mount Rushmore. I'll read some of these texts. Dixon says the whole Brown family has some game. Apparently, his mom went with the first pick in the rookie mom draft. You know, when I asked that question, what color was the dress? You, all of the hooligans, like at the same time, were like, red. It was red. I mean, crap. How did I know that? It was red. Dress was red. I'm a pro. You knew it. It's 49 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. I still got another pair of tickets to give away for American Bullfighting. You don't want to miss that opportunity. Shout out to Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. They also provide orthopedic services for injured workers and understand how important it is to quickly treat workplace injuries. Well, Jade's about got his ear clipped by Michael, so he might need to contact Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies, orthohealth.com. 12:49 the time. Short break coming up. We'll wrap up hour number one. I got Zach Stevens talking Broncos with us. You're right, Dixon. Now that the Avs have won, it's over. It feels like football. It's not that far away. It's starting to smell like football. You can just get that sense, can't you? We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard, weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Texter says, little known fact about Christian Brown. He and his mom lived in Eton for a short time. Is that true? How do I just tried to Google it. How do I know that that's true? I feel like that's something a hooligan would make up just to throw me off the scent here. You think so? Is that true? Can anybody confirm? If I can get an extra texter to confirm that. Yeah, I need some confirmation. Shoot us a text on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. All right, this is being dubbed as the most important offseason for the Nuggets, perhaps in their history. I don't even say you don't say perhaps. When was the last time the Nuggets had real championship aspirations? Was it the Chauncey year when Chauncey and Melo were together and they won a ton of games and they made it to the Western Conference Finals and lost to the Lakers? Were you expecting the Nuggets, like the offseason before that? Were you expecting Denver to win a title? I didn't have them there, but they ran through. Who all did they play? I want to say they played. I know Charlotte was there. Oh, okay. Dixon says, yeah, because that's where all the hot moms live. Okay. Well, she did wear a red dress. And that's the last I checked that that's their color over there in Eden. So, who'd they run through? Chris Paul's Hornets at that point. Boy, this is running together for me. Were the Mavericks in that mix? Minnesota? I'm just blanking out. Man, I used to remember this stuff a lot easier right off the cuff without having to look it up. But I know they ran into the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. I don't know that you went into the offseason that before that you're expecting them to win a championship. Are the Nuggets a real contender? The question is, do you think they could beat Golden State with full force? Can the Nuggets, if you get less than Bubble Murray, okay? Bubble Murray, yeah, hell yeah. If you get Bubble Murray, I think the Nuggets are beating with the way Joker's playing now since the bubble. Joker surpassed Jamal by far, two-time MVP. If you get two-time MVP Joker, and then you get Bubble Murray, and then Porter does whatever the hell he can do, you can beat Golden State. If you get anything other than Bubble Murray, can you still beat Golden State? Can you get the 20 points a game, Jamal Murray, and the 21 points a game, Michael Porter Jr., and beat Golden State? Man, they have the weapons, don't they? They do have. Golden State has the weapons. So much will rely on whether or not, and we said this last offseason, so much depends on whether Jamal can be healthy, whether Porter can take the next step. Well, Jamal couldn't make it. He couldn't come back. Michael Porter Jr. ends up missing most of the season, so another season where we didn't really get to answer that question. 2 years in a row now, we haven't really got to answer those two questions about those two guys. Second hour coming up, we got Zach Stevens, DMVR Broncos. I got tickets to give away for the Stampede. So much more. We're having a blast on a Tuesday. We'll be right back.